Eric Allen here live in Florham Park. The Green and White just finished up practice in front of about 2,000 spectators or so, watching this guy, Jeremy Curley, and his teammates go through the paces. Regular season right around the corner. I know you as a veteran, you got to be excited about that, to get training camp out of the way. Now it's that third preseason game coming up.
Yeah, it finally feels good to, you know, hit a different color, hit a guy in a different jersey. So, I mean, we're excited. Everybody's excited. We're hoping the fans are excited. We got some new faces on the team this year who will make an impact early. So, like I said, man, I'm very excited, and always good to come out and show Jets Nation, you know, what we got.
You talked about some of those new faces. How are you helping Eric Decker there on the outside get acclimated with this new offense and some of his new teammates?
I think he's helping us, you know, just like we're helping him. He's coming in running full speed. You know, he's picking up things as we go along. And I think he's doing a great job of, you know, competing. That's one thing we want to do as receivers, is every time we step on the field, is compete. So, like I said, man, he's coming in running full speed. And I think we'll be all right this year. We'll be all right with that guy out there.
Yeah, and you posted a photo on Instagram, didn't you, that a lot of people talked about, basically saying, hey, listen, folks might be sleeping on the receivers at home, but we're gonna be just fine, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm kind of the type that, you know, I don't worry about what everybody else says. So when I posted a pic, it was more so a motivation to myself. You know, everybody's gonna doubt. You know, it's just part of life. I kind of like it. It gives me motivation to go out there and prove people wrong. So you know, when I posted a pic, man, it was more so to get the receivers going. You know, light a fire underneath us, and I think it's been pretty productive so far.
You're a veteran now. How do you approach this off season as far as what kind of technique things do you maybe hone in on at this stage of your career?
I think perfecting my craft. You know, just the things that I can do well. Go out and try to capitalize on those every day. And I think as a veteran guy, the most important thing you can do is give the young guys, you know, corrective criticism, you know. Helping them out, anything they need. And, you know, just like I said, just going out and try to get something out of each practice and get something new, you know, out of every time you step on the field.
Did you see our film session with Sanjay Lau? We posted that on the internet, and what I posted is I said, hey, listen, Allen Iverson might have had the killer crossover, but you had a killer crossover at the line of scrimmage. What do you think about taking a look what you guys go over each and every day in the film room?
Like I said, I know what separates me, you know, from a lot of other guys. So I got to use that. And like I said, every time I go out on the field, I try to perfect it. Quickness, you know, the ability to try to lose guys at the line. You know, that's something I pride myself on. I try to do, you know, a good job of. And, you know, as long as I can keep working on that and working on that and taking my game to the next level, I'm only helping my team out.
Geno Smith, he looks like he's taking this game to the next level. How much more fun are you having now as a receiver with a guy who's had so much experience under his belt as far as the 16 games as opposed to last year, where you're probably in more of a mentoring role?
Yeah, well, just talk about Geno a little bit. I mean, I think he has a great mentor to look up to, you know, a guy in Michael Vick, as we all do. And, you know, having Mike out there is kind of like having another coach out there. You know, when you got guys like that and teammates like that, man, and great things are going to happen.